We are at the St. Pete Run Fest Expo at the Mahaffey Plaza. Happy to be speaking with Ben Herring of the St. Petersburg Free Clinic, one of the main good works organizations being supported by the events this weekend at Run Fest. Before we talk about your connection with Run Fest, let's just talk a little bit about the St. Petersburg Free Clinic. It is not just a free clinic, is it?
That is correct. We have 8 programs across 6 different locations, and we provide food, shelter, and healthcare for our neighbors in need.
Right. This is a 50-year-old organization. The 50th anniversary gala will be coming up this spring. Take just a minute and talk about just the various individual aspects of the clinic.
Yeah, so we have a food pantry where our neighbors can come in and get emergency food assistance once per calendar month. We also have a food bank where we take in donated food and distribute out. We distributed about 11.5 million pounds of food last year to our food pantry as well as other food pantries throughout South Pinellas County. And we also have a health center where uninsured adults can come and get primary care needs met. And we also have residential programs where folks that are trying to get their feet back on the ground and coming out of addiction can have a place to stay and live for a little while they work on getting a job and transitioning into some more permanent housing.
Yeah. Well, you are the Volunteer Services and Outreach Coordinator. I happen to know that the free clinic depends on volunteers.
Oh, absolutely. We have an incredible team of over 500 volunteers that, you know, we really could not achieve our goals without the help of all of our volunteers. The hours that they put in and the time they donate are just immeasurable, and we can never thank our volunteers enough.
Yeah. Well, you are very much involved with the Run Fest this weekend. Talk about that combination just a little bit.
Yeah, so at Run Fest here, they're having a 5K, a 10K, as well as a half marathon, and there will be about 5,000 participants throughout the weekend, and 20 cents for every mile that is run during Run Fest will be donated to St. Petersburg Free Clinic so that we can help provide meals for our neighbors in need.
Fabulous. Ben Herring, how can people find out more about the Free Clinic?
You can go to stpetersburgfreeclinic.org. And you can sign up to become a donor, you can sign up to volunteer, read about all the different programs that we provide for our neighbors in need.
Well, some of those runners who are going to be earning 20 cents a mile over the weekend are in line picking up all their stuff right as we speak.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're very excited to be a part of Run Fest and really happy to be here to kick this weekend off.
Great. Thanks so much. Ben Herring, St. Petersburg Free Clinic, one of the participants and beneficiaries of this weekend's St. Pete Run Fest. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
Lisa Chase with Back to Normal Physical Therapy.
Yes, I remember you. This will be our third interview.
It will be our third interview.
Well, we'll make it reasonably short because I know you're on the run. Real quickly, tell us who you are, what you do, and how you do it, and why people come see you.
Yeah, well, I'm a physical therapist, and we have a performance wellness and physical therapy practice in downtown St. Pete. Mm-hmm. And pretty much if you're in pain, you have difficulty moving, you want to perform better, or you just want to feel great, you know, in your wellness, then you can come see us and we will do our magic and help you.
Well, I know you are very directly involved with St. Pete Run Fest. What will you be doing here this weekend?
Well, we have a special treat for all the runners. We are creating a recovery zone. So it's the Back to Normal Recovery Zone, and we will have massage therapy. All of these services are pretty much complimentary to the athlete. We'll have a whole stretching station. We'll have foam rollers and massage sticks. If you don't know how to use those, we'll help you and we'll show you. Mm-hmm. We have Beamer technology, which is a pulse wave therapy that increases the microcirculation and helps with recovery. And then we have our partner, Elite Body Cryo, who will have a cryo unit and compression boots to also help with recovery. So we encourage all the runners to come on over and sign up and experience recovery for sure.
Terrific. In the meantime, how can people find you?
They can find us at backtonormalpt.com and go to the website and you can learn about all the services that we offer.
Great. Well, good luck helping people recover this weekend.
I will. Thank you. And thanks for the interview.
Nice to see you.
Yeah. I'm Rob with Wanago St. Pete.
Wanago St. Pete. Let us start at the beginning. What is this and what do you do?
Sure. So we are launching a limited edition Discovery Pass. So what we've got is 6 local activities are included in this pass. So we've got an hour of kayaking, volleyball entry, a yoga class, a drop-in dance class, admission for one at the Museum of History and a month of Coast Bike Share, all included. Wow. At only $30.
Wow. And you are just underway with Want to Go St. Pete?
We are just underway. We are just launching this pass right now. So it's a limited edition pass, only 100 available. And then we'll be launching a totally different pass after that.
Wow. And so folks find you through social media online, I assume, right?
Yep. Yeah. So we're at Want to Go St. Pete. And you can find the pass at wannagopass.com.
Wow. Obviously, we are just beginning the early shoulder season. Of course, things get crazy as we get past, you know, the holidays into January, February, and March. Who do you see the customers for this? And why should, if they're listening to us really anywhere on Radio St. Pete, why should they consider buying one before they come?
Absolutely. So what we're really targeting is people who want to go out and explore and discover St. Pete. So, you know, I find as a lot of locals, we don't have the motivation or really the knowledge of necessarily everything that's going on in the area. So what I'm trying to do is package it all in a really fun way that people can go out there and try a lot of things and save a lot in the process, you know, because as you do a lot of these things, it starts to add up pretty quick. So, you know, giving locals, I think, that extra incentive to go out there and just try to discover more stuff in the city.
How about the business-to-business side? If you are a business in St. Petersburg that caters to folks who want to discover St. Pete, talk about how that all works from the business side locally.
Sure, absolutely. So we do a lot of marketing on behalf of the businesses we work with. So I think primarily right now we're doing a lot of local markets. We are on social media. We are doing online advertising as well. But, you know, ultimately we are targeting locals with our pass. So we want to be where the people are. So getting out in the community, being out there talking about all the partners. We've personally done everything that we promote. So we don't promote things that we don't know anything about. So it's really curated, handpicked, and, you know, out there talking about, you know, all these partners, because it takes a lot of time and energy and money to do these events or online. So just kind of continually marketing for all these partners.
Is this a St. Pete thing or is this a multi-city business?
Right now, just St. Pete. Okay. So planning to expand throughout the Bay Area sooner than later, but started in St. Pete and continuing to grow from there.
Okay. And again, how do people find you?
Wannagopass.com.
Great. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
One of the vendors here at the RunFest Expo this afternoon, Liz Anthony Nutrition, Protein Bites, the sweet treat solution. And you are?
I'm Liz. I'm the owner.
Wow, congratulations. This is your business.
Yes.
Well, tell us about what you're handing out here at the RunFest Expo.
So I'm handing out samples of our protein bites. I've got flavors in our honey peanut butter, our chocolate, peanut butter and jelly, and pumpkin spice. And they're really great as a pre- or post-workout snack. So we're here to fuel all the runners. We're really excited to be here.
Yeah, was this your first year?
Second year.
Terrific.
Yeah, we had so much fun last year, we had to come again.
Well, how long ago did you start the business, and tell us about your journey?
So I started about 3.5 years ago. I was a runner in college, and I was constantly looking for things to fuel me through my workout, but I wanted them to taste good. You know, a lot of protein bars have that chalky aftertaste. It's just not good, and it's not something you look forward to. So this was one of my favorite recipes that I made for myself. Started handing out to family and friends, and they encouraged me to take it to market. So here we are, 3.5 years later.
Wow.
And you can find us in retail locations. We're in about 60 throughout Florida. You can find those at LizAnthonyNutrition.com, or you can buy us on Amazon.
Wow. Did you always want to be an entrepreneur, or how did that all happen?
I feel like I did always want to be an entrepreneur. Yeah. When I was younger, I would make jewelry and go to markets and sell it. So I've always kind of found a little crafty take on everything that I enjoy.
Terrific. And again, your contact information.
So you can find us on social media. Our handle's at Liz Anthony Nutrition, and our website is LizAnthonyNutrition.com.
Great. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
I'm Molly Naig with Bands Headwear.
Okay. Well, I am standing in the booth at the RunFest Expo here at the Mahaffey Plaza, and we see all kinds of headwear. So this, you are a partner of the Run Fest, and talk about your product line here. It is quite varied.
We have headbands for really, obviously, running and fitness, but also if you're on the boat, mowing your lawn, anywhere in Florida where you're obviously sweating. You don't have to have hair, obviously, just keeping the sweat out of your eyes, your hair back, and keeping you stylish. We have over 200 designs and something for everyone.
How did you get involved with this?
I'm in fitness myself, and I couldn't find a headband that would stay on my head, so I made one.
Okay, so you make all these?
Yes.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So are you a local business here, or?
Yep, we're based out of St. Pete, me and my business partner, John. I'm the graphic designer, and he's more of the salesman, and yeah, we started about 5 months ago.
Okay, and the company is called Bands, B-A-N-D-Z?
Yep.
Okay. And how can folks find you online and social media?
We are bandswear.co is our website, and then bandswear on Instagram.
Celebrating a special weekend in the Sunshine City, St. Pete Run Fest, but there's a group of public-spirited citizens getting together to think about St. Pete 2050, and you are.
Hi, I'm Liz Abernethy, the Director of Planning for the City of St. Petersburg.
Wow, well, it's good to meet you. Well, I know a little bit about this, but let's start from scratch and talk about what is St. Pete 2050.
Sure, it's a community-wide conversation about the future of St. Pete. We want to know what's important to the people who live and work and study in St. Pete. So we're out here trying to find out what's important, what are the priorities for the future, and that's going to help guide the city's plans, policies, and programs as we move forward. It's a generational effort. We stop what we're doing every 20 or 30 years and step back and say, what do we want for our future? And that's what we're doing here today.
Well, I still feel as if I'm new in St. Pete, and I got here 30 years ago.
Yeah,
and so 30 years, we'll get here pretty quick.
Right. It's amazing how time flies. So it's time for us to really step back and say what's important for our community going forward. So,
well, you have a process in place where you're going out and soliciting comments. What is that all about?
Yeah.
And what upcoming events are there?
Sure. So we're trying to do some kind of standard planning activities like workshops, and we have one this Wednesday, the 20th, at the J.W. Cate Recreation Center on the west side at 6 o'clock, where you can come out and get involved and hear a little bit more about how we got where we are today, what the past planners and leaders have done to help get St. Pete to the place it is today. And then we're going to have some exercise of look at some maps and talk about our priorities moving forward for the future. We have an online survey. You can go to www.stpete2050.com. Sign up, tell us about your thoughts, and do a survey, an online survey. And we're trying to come out to events like this so we can talk to the people instead of expecting everybody to come to us. So that's what we're here doing over the next 6 months. So you're going to see us out at a lot of events.
Terrific. Well, thank you very much. Good luck this weekend. And I see you have bumper stickers and T-shirts and the whole bit.
Right. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate you stopping by and asking us some questions.
Have a great weekend.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Yep. And then the big day is Sunday.
Yeah, and the big day, then we're going to wrap it up with the granddaddy on Sunday morning, which is the Three Daughters Half Marathon. Right. So at 7 a.m., we're going to have 2,500 out running around throughout downtown St. Pete, and then we're throwing an epic party at the finish line. We got Rolling Oats over there. We got Juco, we got the gelato, this is unbelievable. We've got Outback Carrabba's, we've got Kawa Coffee, Three Daughters, Green Bench, Mimosa. We got Tito's Vodka for Bloody Marys this year. We got Mother Kombucha. So we got rolling out the red carpet for everybody this weekend.
So. Right. StPeteRunFest.com is, of course, the website. I know we were all watching the weather, and, we were having 80s just a few days ago and sunny. We're going to have good running weather this weekend.
Perfect running weather, yeah. I mean, you never like to jinx things, but right now it looks pretty good that the weather's going to be awesome. And, oh, by the way, thanks for the support. We sold out this year, so, yeah, thanks so much for all the support. We're so excited to show you guys an incredible weekend in St. Pete.
Well, it's a great variety of vendors you have involved and partners, including other running events in Pinellas County.
Yeah, we're just trying to promote wellness and fitness and fun. I always say running is for everyone, right? All you need is a pair of sneakers and get out there. And of course, in St. Pete, we got a pretty incredible place to do it. So we're just really trying to get everyone out and have some fun and do some good.
Well, Ryan Jordan, congratulations on year 3.
Thank you.
at the Run Fest Expo, and we thought we'd speak to a runner, first of all, for this weekend. Your name is?
Stephanie Massey.
Okay, and you're a runner, and are you local, and have you done this before?
Yes, I'm local, and I've been running since 2013, so I love to support the local races.
Yeah, terrific. What do you like the most about St. Pete Run Fest?
I like that it goes through our community where we live, and that we get to show it off to all the people that travel in for this nice race.
Yeah, right. Well, all good runners have a good support system, right?
Yes. My boyfriend, he supports me at all the races and encourages me when I do my runs at home and all my exercise. So. Yeah.
Well, why don't you introduce your boyfriend?
This is Eddie Garrido, and he is also a musician, so like he supports me in my endeavors. I support him in all his music.
Terrific. Well, Eddie, welcome, and tell me about yourself.
I'm a songwriter. I play locally in different spots. I currently playing at Da Sesto Italiano. It's an Italian restaurant. I play mostly jazz and pop. And, you know, I love watching races. I can't run because I have a bad back.
Yeah.
I cycle.
Yeah, that's good. You got an excuse. Talk about your music. What do you love?
I mostly like jazz and smooth jazz. I like anything that's pretty. I think I was born in the wrong era. I like a lot of things with melody.
Yes.
With a nice melody and counterpoints and arrangements. So, you know, I still listen to Tony Bennett and things like that. But I grew up listening to like Spyro Gyra and Jeff Lorber, Chick Corea, that sort of thing. Yeah. Chick Corea is local too.
Absolutely.
Now.
Well, you'll have to tune into our Sunday Night Jazz on Radio St. Pete with Frank Rivera. It's on live from Dunedin every Sunday night if you're not working. And you mentioned Tony Bennett. I think I've heard Tony twice right here at the Mahaffey.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, he's awesome. And he's coming back, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, how can folks reach out to you musically?
Well, I have a website. It's eddie-g.com. It's eddie-g.com. And I'm also, all my music is available in Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer, Tidal, that thing. All they have to do is search Eddie Garrido. That's G-A-R-R-I-D-O.
And I understand you're being featured somewhere on the radio this weekend.
Oh, yeah. This tonight at 6 p.m., I'm going to be, my CD will be featured in Valencia, Spain at 87.6 FM.
That's exciting. And if they have a website, I'm sure some folks will be hearing it back here.
Yeah, they do have a blog. It's called Follow Me 87.6. They have a blog in Deezer, in Spotify, iTunes, and a Blogspot.
Great. Terrific. Well, I will connect you with Frank Rivera, our jazz editor on Radio St. Pete.
Oh, thank you so much. That'd be great.
Thanks, and good luck running.
Thank you so much.